Have you ever been hurt by the actions or words of another? Well, who hasn't been? Perhaps a parent constantly criticized you growing up. Or has someone at work taken credit for something you've done? Maybe you've experienced childhood trauma and suffered abuse at the hands of someone close to you. These wounds may leave you with lasting emotional and physical scars, but by embracing forgiveness, you can also embrace peace. Consider how forgiveness can lead you down the path of healing. So have you been hurt recently by the actions or words of another? Well, I pray this guided meditation from Psalm chapter 30 will help you embrace forgiveness, let go of grudges, and discover hope, gratitude, and joy. So for now, whether resting at first or last light, allow the next 15 minutes to be a spot to withdraw into a holy sanctuary, divine retreat in the forgiving arms of God. Just allow your eyes now to close without effort. Allow your mind to center on the Father. Accept rest in the presence of the Son. And concede your soul to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Continue by replying to this reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Lord, you are my God, you are one. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. So we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. And Lord, you are my God, you are one. For the things which are visible are temporary, just brief and fleeting. Lord, you are my God. You are one. But the things which are invisible are everlasting and imperishable. And Lord, you are my God. You are one. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the favor of God. Just be held by Him. Be nurtured by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. With your eyes still closed, begin to take note of your sensations. Where do you encounter peace and favor? Is it in the quiet of your breathing? Is it in the peace of this stillness? Well, rest here as you notice the divine presence of God. Scan your mind for any thoughts of resentment or anger. Those are not the thoughts of God. Note them as they rise, but then release them to float away. Stay here now in the presence of God and His gift of forgiveness. As you have been forgiven, allow yourself to forgive others. I know that can be difficult. I'll give you a minute to practice this. If your mind drifts, just softly whisper, Lord, you are my God. You are one. Now, begin to practice centering on your breathing. Just notice the gift of your chest filling and emptying. The grace of your stomach expanding and releasing. Center on the refreshing gift of each new breath. Take 5 long, deep breaths. Count back from 5 with each exhale. Now change the pace of your breathing, just notice it. And count out 5 unique, slow, refreshing breaths. Breathing in the breath of God. Breathing out lingering thoughts of resentment or grudges. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift back to thoughts of bitterness and spite. Feel no condemnation, but as you notice them, start centering back on your breathing. Start at 10 this time, and for another minute, count back from 10 with deep, refreshing breaths, silently thinking, "Lord, you are my God. You are one." Staying balanced with your thoughts aligned on God, center on His eternal presence. Center on the example of His grace, His mercy, and the forgiveness that He's shown you. Let God's example of forgiveness be the center of your interest. Let His love be what centers your heart, your soul, and your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit? Well, let your drifting thoughts remind you to pause, breathe, and center back on His love. Move away from what is temporary to center back on what is eternal. Take another minute now to receive and repeat the Shema, your centering prayer. Lord, you are my God. You are one. continue on now as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, and we'll begin with the New King James Version. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What did you feel even deeper the second time? What thoughts rose to the surface? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New Living Translation. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones, and praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. What did you become more aware of after listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of being restored, refreshed, and forgiven in the presence of the Lord. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the New International Version. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most enjoy about God? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. If your mind drifts, acknowledge it and pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord, you are my God. You are one. with your eyes still closed and your mind resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Reflect on all that God has forgiven in your life. As you kneel before the cross, ponder the darkest recesses of your life that Christ has illuminated with love. Consider the sins that God has forgiven and forgotten, tossed as far as the east is from the west. As you rest here with your face in your hands, ask for God to give you His strength to show that same mercy to others, to confirm that same forgiveness that has been granted to you. Take this minute as your mind becomes that of Christ, as the Holy Spirit transforms your thoughts to forgive, just as you have been forgiven. As your mind, body, soul, spirit, and heart are transformed by the grace of God, be mindful too of opportunities to share that same mercy with another. Who do you know that feels abandoned, hurt, and scarred? How might God use you to remind another hurt soul of the peace that comes through forgiveness? For now, please accept this benediction to remember that God's anger is but for a moment, but His favor is for life. Your weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May you know the love of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the presence of God now and always. Amen. And as we close, remain here in this holy time and place as long as you can, to encounter the grace of God and silently whisper, Lord, you are my God. You are one.